This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. CPN Maoist Center Central Committee expresses unity on party strengthening and anti-corruption measures in plenary meeting. Janamat Party demands relief for farmers in Madhes. And Russia says tanker hit in Ukrainian attack near Crimea. Now the news in detail. On the fourth day of the fourth plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the CPN Maoist Center, the central members are continuing to express their opinions. Central members are expressing their views on the political and organizational proposal titled Current Situation and Major Responsibilities of the Party, presented by the party chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in the ongoing meeting at the Nepal Pragya Pratisthan in Kamaladi. According to the Maoist Center, 142 central members and office bearers have expressed their opinions in the plenary meeting. In the meeting, most of the central committee members agreed with the proposal of the chairman Prachanda and held the view that the campaign of party strengthening should go to the people, corruption should be ruthlessly dealt with anywhere inside and outside the party, and the leadership should move forward by keeping the people at the center. The Janamat Party has demanded the government provide relief to farmers suffering in dry areas of Madhes. Vice Chairman of the party, Abdul Khan, submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and demanded instant relief to the farmers who suffered huge losses in crops due to dryness. The party also reminded that Tarai Madhes witnessed minimum rainfall this year. The sources of groundwater also dried, thereby adversely affecting irrigation and drinking water facility. Vice Chairman Khan said, adding that Birganj and other settlements in Madhes are facing an acute shortage of drinking water. Security personnel of Nepal and India have jointly removed illegally constructed structures at no man's land in the Nepal-India border area of the Mahottari district. According to Armed Police Force Nepal No. 9 Headquarters, Jaleshwar, the security personnel of both countries jointly removed structures constructed by encroaching the no man's land at Matihani Municipality 7 and 8 of Mahottari district towards Nepal and structures constructed by encroaching around 3 kilometers no man's land from border pillar number 295-9 to pillar number 295 at Madhuvapur, city of Madhubani district in Bihar, India. Nepali citizens have gone missing in a landslide that occurred at Gauri Kanda of India's Uttarakhand. A spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Naren Prasad Adhikari, said the ministry is coordinating with the Indian government for the search and rescue of Nepali citizens. The details of the incident are yet to arrive. Meanwhile, the Nepali embassy in New Delhi has said that a search continues for those Nepali who went missing in a landslide that occurred in Uttarakhand of India on August 3. Though local media and local government officials said the search operations for the missing continued, the embassy said the increased level of waters in a river there and adverse weather hampered the operation. The District Administration Office Bhaktapur has launched action against those shops involved in black marketing of chemical fertilizers. The office recently raided a shop for selling fertilizer to farmers charging exorbitant price. Yesterday, a team led by Assistant Chief District Officer Dorendra Nirola raided the shop run by Nuche Bhakta Katubaju at Kamal Binayak of Bhaktapur Municipality 10. Chief District Officer of Bhaktapur, Khagendra Rizal, informed that acting on the grievances of the consumers that the subsidized fertilizers were being sold in black market, the team raided the shop that was selling fertilizer brought illegally from India for ₹2,100 per sack. The team seized 129 sacks of fertilizers being sold at an exorbitant price, Chief District Officer Rizal said, adding that it has been sealed later and further investigation forwarded. For the prevention of measles and rubella disease, Morang Health Office is conducting a measles and rubella vaccination campaign throughout the district. As the number of patients with the disease started to increase, the office is going to conduct a vaccination campaign targeting children between the ages of 6 months and 15 years. According to the office, the campaign will be conducted from Shravan 28 to 32nd in 16 municipalities except Biratnagar Metropolitan City. head of the health office, Dr. Mehta, said that after the increase in the number of measles and rubella patients in Morang and Sunsari districts, the vaccination campaign is being conducted in both districts. The Chinese team, which is intensifying the detailed feasibility study of the much-known Kathmandu-Kerwing Inland Railway, has discussed and interacted with the mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanraj Acharya. On the occasion, discussions were also held regarding the Pokhara-Kathmandu Railway. Mayor Acharya assured that they are ready to tackle any kind of problems that may arise during the study and construction of the project. Meanwhile, the Chinese team was interested in the possibility of Pokhara's industrial development and the availability of manpower in addition to the railway. The Chinese team, which has started its work by opening an office in Kathmandu, is currently conducting a study including on-site observation of the railway. 736 cattle have died so far from lumpy skin disease in the Khotang district. According to the Khotang Office of Veterinary Hospital and Livestock Service Expert Center, Udaipur, the symptoms of lumpy skin disease were detected in the cattle in the third week of March in the district, and 736 cattle have died from the disease so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian maritime officials have said a Russian tanker with 11 crew members has been hit in a Ukrainian attack in the Black Sea. They said the vessel's engine room was damaged in the overnight strike in the Kerch Strait. No one was hurt. Russia's Maritime Transport Agency later named the vessel a SIG tanker. It gave its location as 17 miles south of the Crimean Bridge. It said the attack was likely carried out by a naval drone. Several Russian military bloggers earlier also said that a Ukrainian drone was involved and that residents of nearby coastal villages heard a large explosion. Ukraine has so far not publicly commented on the incident. Saturday marks 4 years of India scraping the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir, New Delhi's most far-reaching move against the disputed region in 7 decades. The abrogation of Article 370 of India's constitution that granted the region partial autonomy in 2019 heralded a slew of policies by the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party government to tighten New Delhi's grip over a region also claimed by its nuclear-armed neighbor Pakistan. Residents and critics slammed the move in India's only Muslim-majority region as the Bharatiya Janata Party's bid to impose settler colonialism aimed at changing its demography and land ownership patterns and depriving Kashmiris of their livelihoods. The United States has announced that the suspension of some aid to Niger following the coup that toppled President Mohamed Bazoum. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement yesterday, Washington is pausing certain foreign assistance programs benefiting the government of Niger. Blinken did not specify what programs would be affected, but said life-saving humanitarian and food assistance as well as diplomatic and security operations to protect U.S. personnel would continue. Now the general weather forecast for the country. There is now an impact of monsoon winds along with a partial influence of a low-pressure wind system located around the Jharkhand region of India in the country. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the axis of the monsoon trough is in the north toward the west and it is around the average position towards the east. Light to moderate rainfall has now been taking place at a few places in Kosi and Karnali provinces due to this. The division added the weather of Kathmandu Valley is now cloudy since morning and there is a possibility of light rain in the afternoon. Some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces and a few places of the remaining provinces would witness light to moderate rainfall this afternoon. Similarly, heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning has been predicted at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. Heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi and Sudur Paschim province tonight. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN Maoist Center Central Committee expresses unity on party strengthening and anti-corruption measures in plenary meeting. Janamat Party demands relief for farmers in Mades. And Russia says tanker hit in Ukrainian attack near Crimea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.